This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
As a fellow brown person, I feel like I can call you Brownie. And you can call me Brownie. And that's like a fun little nickname that we can call each other around the office when I come to Brooklyn next summer.
It's like isolating to everyone else in a way.
We're at a bar and I'm calling you that. Nick Rad tries to chime in. Hey, hey, it's the Brownies. Oh, the whole bar stops. Friday, August 6th, 2021. Would you say it's the day after your birthday?
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's the day after. I would say that because it's a fact.
Very good. With us, as always, Jake Hurwitz on the sax, Marika Brownlee on the facts, and we've got Ben Marshall, man.
Whoa.
Please don't destroy fame. Doombreka fame. I can't get enough of that sketch, man. What'd you say?
I said, hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for doing the show. We've got a lot to get to. I don't know how else to put it. Jake's wearing a tank.
Yeah.
Wearing a tank. You look good.
I appreciate it. Yeah, this is, it's not my outfit that I would have chosen for this moment. I spilled coffee on my other shirt and I washed it in the sink and it's drying out there. So I'm in my gym clothes. And I'll thank everyone not to bring it up again.
Yeah, sorry, I guess.
But actually, I do appreciate that Ben said I looked, you said strong?
Like, he did not.
Okay.
I said good, but right.
Ben, where are you coming at us from? Exact address would be great.
Oh, yeah. I'm in New York City.
Not even going to narrow it down to a borough. Smart. Right. That's the way you want to do
Jeff's
it.
Jeff's new thing is doxing people. City.
Oh, thank you for the applause.
Rick, you live in
I thank you not to bring that up again either.
Jake. We'll be bleeping all of that out. That's good.
And I'm at an Airbnb near McCarran Park.
You can leave that in because you'll be gone by the time.
Yeah. Ben, when are you moving to LA?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have plans to.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, guys. Do you all live in LA?
No. Me and Marika, New York strong.
Oh,
Cuomo
yeah.
style.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Never been prouder.
Eric Adams 2020.
And Jay, you finally called on him to resign. You wanted the investigation. And
I wanted all the facts to come out.
Yeah.
He sifted through that
America
report.
America has been anxiously waiting for your input on this.
And you just got the adult braces off, we should say. Ben, you're from Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, wait, really? Me too.
So is Marika, is what I was going to say.
No, what? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, what? Where did you go to high school?
I didn't go to high school in Savannah. I went to Bartow Elementary, and then I went to another elementary school, like on Whitmarsh Island.
Wait, where on Whitmarsh Island?
I don't remember the name of it. You know those like two schools that are like behind the Publix?
Yeah. Marsh Point?
Yeah, I went to Marsh Point.
No way. Yeah. I used to live like right near there. That's so fun.
Near the Publix.
Yeah.
Right behind the Publix, yeah.
So I lived just in. This just in.
Why are you interrupting?
Kelly Oubre like, Jr. signs with the Charlotte Hornets.
What are you talking about? They were having a nice moment.
This is breaking news. We can go back to what
you
guys
interrupted
were
a human connection to talk about
I don't even know
NBA trade?
Kelly Oubre, he signed with the Hornets.
That's pretty important.
Yeah.
Hornets.
Sorry about that. Savannah?
So you weren't even listening when they were talking. They've gotten so much past Savannah. All right, sorry, yeah. Exciting stuff. You guys were neighbors. Yeah. Were you there at the same time?
I don't know. I left in, I guess, 2005. I moved to Massachusetts.
And you never looked back.
Yeah, I was I was in Savannah in 2005.
Wow.
Maybe we crossed paths at the Publix.
You must have.
Possible. Or that like Sonic that's over there.
That Sonic was like my high school spot. Like that is where me and my friends hung out all the time.
Wait, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Savannah Arts Academy. My address is...
We will bleep all this out. Where'd you go to college? You went to Tisch?
Yes.
That tracks.
How did you know that?
That was a wild guess. I did not... Actually, I think you went to Tisch. Do you know?
I do know.
She used to work at HeadGum. Do you know?
No.
Tisch
sorry.
Is a big school.
But it's amazing he knew one of the people he said. I mean, the first one, but he should have said no to both.
Yeah.
So you guys, you're from LA. Do you know?
That's not a real name.
I just run through the list of everyone I know in LA.
I don't know how close is Savannah to Atlanta. Because I have a friend named Ramey that lives in Georgia. I don't
just
know if you guys cross. Yeah, Ramey. Well, her last name is.
Okay.
Ramey's cross.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
No way. No way. You know.
Atlanta is like 4 hours away. Yeah, but by the way,
totally.
Savannah.
It has nothing to do with Savannah. It's a Picasso T-shirt.
Hell yeah.
Did you guys used to like, well, I guess you didn't go to high school in Savannah.
No.
What's that?
I also went to eighth grade in Savannah.
And you went to high school in Massachusetts?
I went to high school in Connecticut.
In Connecticut?
I've been to
Do you know me? Yeah. I grew up in Connecticut.
I guess we should talk about Please Don't Destroy.
I guess.
You guess?
Do you want to plug your sketch group?
Yeah, my sketch group is called Please Don't Destroy. We're really, really funny and talented. And
honestly, I mean this as a compliment. You're the three of you have a great chemistry.
Oh, thanks, man.
What do you mean?
Why
you
would
mean
you
that
take
as
that
a, yeah, you don't have to.
I don't know. People always read anything into what I say on the show all the time. I feel like I need to be very clear this episode because we're just meeting now virtually. We should say that you tested positive, which is why you're not with us in person currently. Right. Breakthrough case for sure.
Not true.
Yeah, and that's good because you know I'm still weighing my options vaccine wise.
Yeah, you're doing your own research.
I was at an anti Cuomo rally,
right?
And so yeah, some people had some interesting.
Anti Cuomo, pro anti vax.
Whoa.
It's a weird that middle of a very
just Jake.
No, I was just fainting at a Starbucks on 6th Avenue. That's what it was.
You also just did Stamptown.
Yes, that show's so fun.
Yeah, my friends put that on. I don't know Zach very well, but I know Corey Lane. I don't know if you met him. He was the other redhead.
Captain Sadbeard.
Yeah, he's one of my good friends.
Yeah, he's great.
If you come to LA, you should do his show. He does home gym and is a garage in Echo Park.
I would love to. That sounds great.
Ferris got this out.
Nice.
You a big Olympics guy, Ben? Not so much like the sports, but like the effect it has on the host country. So it almost doesn't matter how many gold medals, let's say, you know, Croatia gets.
Five.
What's that?
Five. Track and field, mixed table tennis. Mixed doubles table tennis. Yeah, that's where it's a man and a woman play against another man and a woman.
I'm going to do another reveal for you guys on my camera here.
Holy shit, you're in Tokyo.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
And during those Olympics, there were some sports in Savannah, I think.
Ben had to reveal an Olympic gold medal that he has. I mean, my God, what is that?
For mixed doubles tables tennis.
Yeah, we were watching the Greco-Roman wrestling, tourney at the Whiskey Brooklyn two nights ago.
I watched some Greco-Roman wrestling. Yeah. I found it to be very underwhelming. It's just two huge guys with their hands around each other's, like the back of their necks.
Yeah.
Standing really, really still. And for some reason, just like the points keep on going up and it's like, wow, 6-3 and then it's over. It's like, I thought you like fall down, get pushed over. It's so.
Yeah, there's like not very many moves.
No,
it's like you kind of just grab each other and then like whoever's stronger wins.
They're just locked in place.
My fear is that I didn't start recording the aux on my laptop.
Mm.
which is fine. I'll just have to manually put the sound things in.
So have you been hitting the soundboard and we haven't heard anything?
You haven't been hearing it?
Oh, no, I guess you haven't done a lot of sound effects.
You heard, I mean,
I heard the Russian anthem. Sure. Yeah.
I'm recording now.
Okay.
There it is. There it is. Yeah.
It really does sound like you.
Well, we've talked about your professional hobby. Because let's be honest, comedy is it's a side hustle for you. Let's talk about what you're really into. How do you make that cash? How do you stay in, let's say, Nolita?
Mm, yeah. It's an expensive neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't live there, but well, mostly it's Olympics, you know. I'm an athlete at the end of the day.
Really? Yep. What sport?
Table tennis. Table tennis. You may know it as ping pong.
Colloquially.
Layman like you.
I saw a video yesterday of, I want to say like a 2-year-old who was absolutely expert at ping pong. Just like hitting a 1,000 aces in a row. Have you guys seen
how could they clear the table? Were they standing on something?
I think they were standing on something.
Just for audio, can we take that again? There was, it was very airy. The way you said that was very airy.
Oh, really?
Can you take that again? Wild, and then I'll add it in.
No.
I don't see a lot. Oh, we should do a major key alert.
Oh my God.
When you're visiting a new town, try to make new friends. Because at a certain point, you need to expand your network, and it can't just be in the Angels. It can't just be in the Manhattan, we should say. Mm-hmm. We are on native land. And let's not forget Marika.
No idea what you just said.
You went from let's make friends when we travel to fucking stolen land.
Yeah. And Ben, do you think that land ownership is inherently unethical?
Yeah. Thank you. I want to come out of the gate really hard with a bunch of political opinions today.
It's important because it's noon on a Friday.
Oh, shit. Word of the week?
Yeah.
What, noon?
Yeah, of course.
Nice. Wow. No way. Yeah. Sorry you didn't win this week, Ben, but that's $1,000 to me. Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool. What's your Venmo? Shit.
It's just.
Didn't.
Yeah, it's. But you don't have to Venmo me because you did this a few weeks ago and I just had to Venmo you back. And it's kind of just like a chore. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You ever had somebody accidentally Venmo you like a bunch of money?
No.
That's happened to me.
Really?
How much?
Well, I mean, $500.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of money. Venmo. Yeah.
Was it a friend or just like a random person?
It was a friend. Oh, okay. But
God damn it. You sent me $1,000.
You didn't have to.
Yeah.
What happened? They like reached out to you. They were like, I'm sorry. I sent you money by accident. Please give it back.
Yeah. I mean, kind of a boring story because I did just send it back.
Yeah. No, I mean, you have to. That'd be crazy if you kept it.
I mean, you lose one friend, you gain $500.
Yeah. How much do you value that friend?
Yeah.
There will be a chance for you to make a couple $100 on this show, and that's not a joke.
Really? Wow, yes. Great.
He genuinely just Venmo'd me $1,000. I could keep this if I wanted to.
Did you do high school theater?
No. Right. Did you?
Me, yeah. No, I was in, I guess we could go season by season.
I was in Sondheim Saturday Night, which is actually his first play. People don't know that.
Insane that was what your school chose.
I was in...
Wait, where are you from, Jeff?
Me? I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Whoa, cool.
No one has ever reacted like that.
Holy fucking shit.
He's not going to get over it. I've never seen you this happy and uncomfortable at the same time.
I'm so starstruck.
That's where the street light was invented.
Is that true?
I meant to say stoplight.
Street light.
You know you're in Los Feliz when there's those certain types of gas lamp streetlights. Jake knows what I'm talking about. You used to live at what? Was it? Okay, and if you reverse search that on Spokio, you can find your current address.
Okay, so let's bleep that out there.
We do have to take a break.
I was distracted because I had to send you back $1,000.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys,
my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail whatever you were saying about high school theater, Jeff.
he derailed himself for sure.
There was never a rail. Yeah.
There was never a rail. Also, I misspoke. Saturday Night was the first musical we did. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
In the fall, I did a series of short plays.
And then
were you like
fall,
the guy? Were you like the king?
Well, we all had nicknames.
And I was the kid.
Because that's not true, but...
of course.
I wasn't like the guy. I would say that that title probably goes to my buddy James Johnston.
James Johnston? Wait, yeah. Not even joking.
What?
Did he go to NYU?
No, he went to Ithaca.
Oh, man. Yeah. I knew a guy who was in theater at NYU named James Johnston.
Do you know Sammy?
No, we're not doing this again.
Wait, I do have a question. You know did you meet my sister at NYU? Or you guys met at the
Y? No, yeah, we met... just like we from doing comedy first. Stop doing the noises. I'm talking, please. What if I just had a full meltdown? Listen, Jeff.
That would be an awesome.
We'd relish it.
Yeah. We would. No, the fans would love
it. Someone needs to go off on him.
No, I met Eliza just like from doing comedy, but then we also ended up working the same day job.
Oh, wow.
At the 14th Street Y. And so it's funny, like the people who I worked at that job with, like they saw me like get mad at kids. You know what I mean? Like you see another side of people just like yelling at children.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts. It's a true bonding experience to yell at a child.
Definitely.
It is like being very vulnerable in front of someone. It's like the same totally. Thing. Like you saw me cry, we're closer. You saw me lose my cool on an 8-year-old.
Like a true, like, small child got so under my skin that I was like, hey, stop.
Just like adrenaline pumping to tell off a kid.
What was your, was that like, were you working like a camp or was it?
It was
like
an after school program.
Okay.
So yeah, these kids in the East Village would, you would have to pick them up from school and like walk them across like busy New York City streets. And it would be like, it'll be like one like dumb guy and you and like 20 small kids like running around.
Oh my God.
The street.
Fucking was, Manhattan.
Yeah.
Scary. Or Manhattan, sorry.
Yes.
Manhattan.
Namaste.
It was very high stakes. And they did not really like vet the employees very much. I shouldn't be saying
my sister worked. My sister worked there.
She was great. She was
she's good
really
with kids.
Good with the kids, yeah.
Yeah. But now you don't need a day job. We should, because you have a deal with on two projects, we should say.
And what were the what were the rate on that in terms of the sale?
Wait, stop. Is that real? Are you just bullshitting or do you know that?
It's on your website. It's on the front page of your website. I searched Ben Marshall, clicked one link, and it was the third sentence down.
Oh, man. Okay, fair enough. I forgot I put that on my website.
It's a good thing for your website. Weird thing for Jeff to bring up on a podcast.
I'm just wondering what the sale was. We can cut this out.
Yeah, let's get into the numbers here. Let's break down the deals. No, I split everything three ways with my writing partners, and it's not as much money as you think.
You gotta shed those fuckers, man, because that's the issue. Is if you get staffed, suddenly you're in that trio, not even a pair, and you're splitting the WGA weekly rate between, you know, the three of you, which is just not good for Ben. And that's all I care about at this point.
Yeah, Jeff, you should be my new financial advisor.
I am kind of good with finance in a certain way.
No, you just Venmoed me $1,000.
Also, there was like a month where you were just kept saying Dogecoin to the moon. So
I did make a lot of money on Dogecoin.
But it wasn't because I'm smart. Did you really?
Yeah, I did because I invested in January.
Wow.
Yeah, I love crypto. I love stocks and bonds.
Those are such different things.
I love taking a chance on a young entrepreneur.
God. I meant to do it French, but it came out Valley.
Yeah.
Speaking of Valley, we're in one right now. We do have to move on.
Great transition.
Welcome to Impartial or Simp Marshall. Have you guys ever played Impartial or Simp Marshall?
Of course not.
All right. So this is a game where, Ben, you're big on Twitter.
Thanks.
And if anybody doesn't know you by name, they definitely have seen your videos or tweets.
What is it? What's your Twitter handle?
It's at not Ben Marshall. Kind of a funny little joke because it actually is Ben Marshall.
Hell yeah. So this game is, it's basically Impartial or Simp Marshall. So I'm going to list off notable people. They're not all celebrities necessarily, but notable people. And then you guys have to guess whether they're impartial to Ben, meaning they don't follow him on Twitter, or they're simp Marshall, meaning they're simping for Ben.
Wow.
Marshall.
Right.
This one's not for cash because the next one is, but this is a yes or no thing.
Okay.
Patton Oswalt.
I'm going to go simp Marshall.
Yeah, I'll say simp as well.
That's correct. Patton Oswalt follows Ben on Twitter.
Joe Wengert. TV writer Joe Wengert.
Yeah.
Personal hero of mine, in a way.
I don't really know. Let's go impartial. Just because that'd be weird.
Yeah.
Totally. I knew that he would.
Is Ben allowed to play? Or is
Ben, you don't have to play. I don't want to.
Joe Wengert is a big time simp Marshall. We're working together on something. So you know he simps my ass.
Is he working on your the show you're doing?
He's working on... Yeah. It's a show that we're developing. I feel like such an asshole talking about this.
You gotta
get rid
this.
Of the
yeah, it'll all be bleeped out.
It'll all be revealed in time.
Jesus.
Huh?
You said it'll all be bleeped.
Yeah, it's gonna be bleeped out.
I said it'll
out.
All be revealed in time.
Yeah,
not on this podcast.
Someday,
not on this podcast.
Yeah,
not on this podcast. Not but maybe podcast. If the show goes
right on fucking Ben's time, it'll be.
Yeah, and you know what?
Daddy, chill.
I had to stop the noises. I make a lot of money from my many projects.
Misha Barton.
Oh, God, it would just be too good
impartial.
If she simped Marshall.
It's Mariko's exactly impartial. Right with impartial.
Does she? Wait, I didn't know Misha was on
that?
Twitter.
Misha Barton. She was on the, what was it? She was on the OC?
The OC, yeah. She was Summer.
Nick Stahl.
That is.
You don't have to know to make a guess.
Simp. Who is it then?
That's the star of HBO's show Carnival.
See, we did actually have to know to make a guess.
You're telling me Nick Stahl Carnival doesn't follow me? Jesus Christ.
The vein is popping out of your neck. I've never seen him so mad. Oh, sorry. One second.
Yeah, obviously don't pick up.
Are you kidding?
Unreal.
Taking a phone call.
Yeah.
And they're not even there.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow. Allison with Insurance and Consumer Bureau. How are you?
It's a bot. It's a spam.
He's just desperate for attention from anything, I think. But not us, though.
Move your mouth from the mic.
Yeah.
Because this is going to have to be in the show now.
I'm on something coming from his phone, actually.
So basically, their insurance premium was lowered, and so she's trying to poach me.
You don't have to explain it to me.
From Chubb. I do have car insurance. I'm with Chubb currently.
Chubb?
She ended the call.
Chubb?
John George.
Simp Marshall.
Oh, yeah. Simp Marshall, for sure.
Martin Herlihy.
Who's that?
Simp Marshall.
That's correct. He's a member of his sketch group. Jake Hurwitz.
This isn't fucking fair to me.
Impartial.
I don't follow anybody on Twitter. Yeah, I follow 19 people.
And you made 19 people?
Or I think it's maybe more now because Marika made me feel guilty. NADPOD people made me feel guilty. Yeah. So I follow like 24 people. I'll follow Ben Marshall.
You follow 34 people. Wow.
34?
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's more than I thought.
Thank you for letting me be a part of them.
Coach Fox.
Who?
He's the head coach of the Grand Rapids City College men's basketball team.
Impartial.
He's Simps Marshall?
He's Simps Marshall, yeah. Phil Lewis.
How long is this game?
This really ought to be the last one.
Phil Lewis played Mr. Mosby on The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Simp Marshall.
No. He doesn't have Twitter.
Don't fucking tell. Like, this is a different game if they don't even have Twitter.
Professor Shore.
Who's that?
He's an adjunct professor at Arizona Western College.
Then yes, you clearly fucking crawled through Ben's followers.
Simps Marshall.
Yeah.
Chad Michael Murray.
Doesn't have Twitter.
Correct.
You fuck.
And Joel Lawson.
Simps Marshall.
Yeah, because it's a school teacher in Arizona.
He's actually a freelance videographer / full-time nerd.
Nice.
Simps Marshall.
Cool.
Unreal.
I didn't hate the game.
What's that?
I liked the game.
Oh, thank you. Now you like the game because it's over.
Yeah, it was a good game.
It was a great game.
Major key alert. Flattery will get you nowhere.
I was about to insult you, but, you know, I'm not going to play within your rules.
Ben, are you seeing anybody? How's your love life?
Oh, God. I actually literally just went through a breakup like a couple of days ago of a 4-year relationship.
Wow. I love it.
So let's get into that.
Let's get into it.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm visiting here with my buddy AJ, and we were walking to the office from our Airbnb, and we stopped to get coffee. Weirdly, I thought it was just a coffee shop, but it ended up being the coffee shop that's attached to Lalabo, the unbelievably expensive candle and fragrance store.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was kind of like shaking when he saw us approaching with excitement. There was a glint in his eye that I couldn't attribute to either sadness or gladness, and it ended up being the former because he did divulge to us that the night prior he went through a breakup. He seemed to be on the receiving end of it. He was desperately trying to connect with us, which I think is only happens when you're like in the, let's say, the shadow phase of a breakup.
Yeah. Whenever I hear people broke up, though, I just say congratulations.
That's what I said to him.
If you got dumped, it's good. Yeah. It's good.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's broken. That's what it is. So
wait, Jeff, did you allow this this guy into your heart?
He's here in the office now.
He's been kind of a nuisance. He's been a tawny nuisance.
Seems like he really wanted to connect with you, and you kind of coldly shut him out.
Well, he said, "What are you doing this weekend?" And I said, "We're going to a tiki bar tonight." And he said, "That's awesome." I might be Lincoln, and then just like kind of moved on immediately, steamrolled past it and said, I might be meeting up with a lady friend of mine because I just went through a breakup yesterday. And I was like, sounds bad, but maybe good.
Yeah.
Wow. And he said it's going to be a game time decision. So I'm like, okay.
Well, go get coffee there tomorrow and find out.
Yeah, I guess we got to go.
He said a lady friend of his. Like, does that mean that he was like trying to hook up? Like,
I think so.
Right after his breakup?
Yeah.
Damn, you should have him on the pod.
Well, we have you, which is you're in the same emotional place as him, if not worse. What are your plan this weekend? First weekend phrase.
Yeah.
Are you going to crawl into like a blanket tunnel or are you going to hit the town? Paint it red.
Well, I have to go get a COVID test. And if I get test negative, I have a show tonight. So I'm going out in the town. Hopefully I'm not spreading the variant around.
Yeah.
Like talking rhymes.
Is it a sketch show or are you doing your own set?
We're doing a set on Whiplash.
Nice.
The movie or the injury?
The movie, yeah. We're doing a set where the subject matter is Whiplash, the movie. J.K. Simmons' performance.
That's amazing.
Miles Teller. That's a good movie. It's a good
movie. Do you play any instruments?
No, but my high school yearbook photo is me holding a ukulele. So embarrassing.
You just said and said not a very
not
long
even
pause.
In the mic.
Although earlier you said you over prepared for this podcast, and you just
he
fucking,
just means he just means he got Google, like 400 names for St. Marshall.
Oh yeah, that was Final Jeopardy that you were doing.
This is Jeopardy.
Oh God.
Oh Lord.
The soundboard. Seeing the soundboard.
Welcome to Jeopardy. This is a hit on this show, Ben. It's basically Jeopardy, but wetter. Here we go. Our categories are the Lindbergh baby, all things diesel, JetBlue, post-war Japanese modernist architecture, and sauce. All the numbers you see on this board are for actual cash.
It's so much money, man.
Wow.
Why are you looking at me like you're pissed? I'm trying to save you cash.
It's all or nothing, I was going to say.
I see.
First place gets money, the rest of you don't. And also, if you get any negative things, you owe me that money. Here we go. Have you guys played Jeopardy before?
Yeah, that's not how it fucking worked. They didn't owe money.
You owe Trebek money.
That's why he was rich. It wasn't the residuals.
Shall we?
Yeah, who goes first?
Ben, your team one. Marika, your team two. Jake, your team three. Ben, why don't you start us off?
I'll do JetBlue for 100, please.
JetBlue for 100. The cheapest way to fly JetBlue.
What is True Blue?
What is basic economy?
I can't believe we have to go back and look at this.
It's what is blackmailing a JetBlue customer service rep. So you got to get dirt on the front desk person and use that to your advantage.
There's got to be a better way.
No fucking. You could also work for JetBlue. They get free flights.
Yeah.
It's definitely easier.
All right.
Yeah.
Nobody controls the board, so let's go, Marika.
I'll do all things diesel for 300.
Awesome.
Here the person that guessed last controls the board in Jeopardy. But this is Jeffardy, so we...
Whatever.
Yeah, maybe it's your own rule.
Jay, can I talk to you outside for a second?
No.
I think let's step out.
I don't think you should.
Take off your head.
You definitely
He's leaving.
Not. He's insane. Absolutely...
I'm not going outside, man.
Yep, there he goes.
This is crazy.
I've never seen him like that.
Are you guys all in the same room?
Yeah, we really are.
How did I not know that?
You know, Jeff.
I don't like this. I'm sorry you have to be here for all of this.
Oh, no, this is great. Yeah. So Jeff and Jake have stepped away from the podcast. They're having a conversation. We can't even really play the game because we don't have control. Okay, Jake's back.
I don't think he was actually mad because I just went outside. He was in the bathroom and I heard him pissing. Like, a really hard stream too. So I think he just feigned being mad at me so he could get out there and pee. Yeah. Because he didn't want to tell everybody that he had to pee because he felt like that was showing weakness.
Right, right. Yeah. He has like a weird like masculinity thing.
Yeah, it's very toxic.
Where are they doing Whiplash now?
At Union Hall, hosted by Shalewa Sharp.
Fun. Cool. Love that.
Do you notice that when you stand up with these headphones, they start crackling and shock your ears?
I did not notice, but I don't like that.
No, it's not good.
And he's back.
And you also got a drink.
Yeah.
You were mad. You had to piss and you were thirsty and you made me feel like an asshole.
But you did come out.
Oh, yeah, I came out.
I appreciate
that. Open the can now.
That's the sound of a podcast starting.
All right. Marika did choose All Things Diesel for 300. A German inventor whose untimely seafaring death remains to this day an unsolved mystery.
Jesus. Isn't that like the weakest link sound?
That's absolutely correct. That is Rudolf Diesel.
That's like the fucking current champion of Jeopardy that like says what and then only says people's last names, is so unfair.
Yeah.
He sucks.
Who is it?
I don't remember his name.
I actually simp that guy because he's from New Haven.
Isn't it LeVar Burton?
No, not the host.
He's the current champion.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Okay.
It's like if the answer is Megan Trainor, he'll be like, who is Trainor?
He doesn't even say who is, he'd say, what's Trainor? That's what he says. He's the worst.
Damn. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Jake controls the board, pulling ahead in first with 200. Marika hasn't broken, she's breaking even, and Ben owes me $100.
Let's go All Things Diesel for 200.
All Things Diesel for 200. This Diesel dominated the NBA in the 90s.
Who is Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, no, that's not correct. I'm sorry.
So this is going to be some kind of weird, hard to get one. I'm going to pass.
Who's Diesel?
Who's Vin?
Oh, that's a good guess, but I'm sorry. No.
Do I owe you more money?
Every wrong guess is negative that. So you owe me $500.
I'm at negative $500.
But yeah, you were up $500 that one time. So this is actually perfect. And then Marika, you did. What did you guess you said?
I just said, who's Diesel?
Incorrect. So I'm so sorry about that. That's going to be wrong for sure. Do you guys want to just hear the answer? Jake, you don't
I don't care.
What is Diesel Jeans?
No,
this was a fashion staple of the 90s and thousands. You got to assume that a lot of NBA stars were walking in.
We have to assume.
Marika was right when she said, you said who is Diesel, not what is Diesel.
Yeah, but, you know.
All right, Ben controls the board for some reason. Here we go.
Jeopardy
champion. My God. Let's go with JetBlue 300.
JetBlue for 300. The jet in blue with regards to nets and hardwood.
Huh?
Who is Kenny the Jet?
Honestly, we were looking for Jason Terry on the Dallas Mavericks, but I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that
one. You also don't let any of us guess.
all right. Ben still controls the board, only down by 200 at this point. Jake is in first, but only because he's a coward who's not guessing. Right? Jake, can I talk to you outside for a second?
Oh, no.
I get another Jake.
Do you have to pee again?
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
The rules keep changing. I'm going to stick with JetBlue 200.
JetBlue for 200, at least 34 inches.
What is the legroom space of a JetBlue flight?
Incorrect.
What is the overhead capacity for bag size? Yeah, well, Mariko is right. You just fucking have done something weird to gaslight her, so... Go ahead, reveal the answer.
We were looking for how tall is JetBlue chairman Peter? Is it Peter? Peter Bonaparte using Price is Right rules.
Is it Peter?
Bonaparte is the weird
you
one.
Wrote.
Marika controls the board.
Let's go sauce for 200.
All right, sauce for 200. Sirens would hate this aioli.
What is garlic?
Sirens would hate this aioli.
Oh, really? I mean, that's... I'll give you that one.
All right, yeah.
What is any kind of aioli? Because sirens, their whole thing, I don't know if you know this, Jake, they sing. Yeah. And dairy is bad to have if you're about to perform.
Is aioli? Oh. There's no dairy in aioli. Yeah, it's like egg and oil.
God, you're dumb, man. No, it's not a bombshell.
Marika controls the board. Common this is knowledge. Crazy.
Let's go sauce for 300.
Sauce for 300. Cerberus would hate this aioli.
Is it fucking any kind of aioli?
No. The thing is, I want you guys to win because it's not fun to hear you guys be wrong on the
what
show.
Is,
that's not
what
good
is Bill? Bill.
No, you might have had it. You might have had it.
Nope.
What is garlic aioli?
I don't even know if that's correct. Oh, holy shit. Absolutely correct. Marika pulls ahead. She's winning $300 at this point. And that $300 is coming from Jake and Ben combined because they both combined owe me $300. Here we go. Marika controls the board.
Close it out with sauce for 100.
Sauce for 100. Vampires would hate this aioli.
Garlic aioli.
What's that?
What is garlic aioli?
I don't even remember what the right one is. I don't think that's correct.
Yeah, of course it's
what
not.
Is sunchoke aioli? Because they don't like sunlight. Little joke for you. I won't. You don't owe me anything for that because that was.
I don't owe you anything for anything.
All right, Ben controls the board for some reason.
Okay. All things diesel for 100.
All things diesel for 100. Renzo Rosso's brainchild.
What
and
is...
you can also phone a Finn. So if you want, I can get Finn Wolfhard on the phone, and we can see if he wants to help you out here.
He won't.
He did once.
Yeah, I would phone a Finn.
All right, let's get time to phone a Finn.
Jesus.
Who's Renzo Rosso?
I have no idea. What are you looking for?
I'm trying to find some kind of interesting like soundbite for this. I guess we're going to phone a Finn.
You failed at the interesting soundbite.
Can we know who Renzo... Do you know who Renzo Rosso is, Ben?
I have an idea. See what Finn says.
No way he picks up.
I don't know where he is. Yeah, exactly. Right now.
Is this really him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff's friends with him, but I guess not that good.
Ferris, can you just splice in the one time he did pick up and then somehow make it sound like it worked this time?
That was easy.
What are diesel genes?
Holy shit. Absolutely correct.
Oh, my God.
What is diesel genes?
What is diesel genes? Let's go.
Ben, am I even? You still owe me 100. You still owe me a stack, but we'll figure this out because I think you might dominate these last two categories because you went to the most prestigious school out of any of the four of us.
I mean.
Well, Marika did go to UChicago.
Let's go with post-war Japanese modernist architecture for 100.
Post-war Japanese modernist architecture for 100. A central focus in the reconstruction of post-war Japan.
What is post-war Japanese modernist architecture?
I mean, that's correct in theory. Ben, do we give it to him?
Yeah. Why not?
It was supposed to be what is the family home?
Oh, I thought it was. Yeah, I thought it was just you rehashing the name of the category. I'm trying to get in your head. Yeah, but yeah.
It's impossible because I can't even get up there.
Totally.
Jake controls the board.
Let's go, Lindbergh baby. That poor missing child that you're exploiting.
All right, for what?
Lindbergh was actually a pretty good guy.
Not really. Wasn't he an oil magnate or something?
200. Right in the middle.
Lindbergh baby for 200. Dear sir, have $50,000 ready in $20 bills. After 2 to 4 days, we will inform you were to deliver the money. A lot of this is spelled wrong. We warn you for making any ding public or for notify the police. The child is in gut care. Indication for all letters are signature and three holes.
What is the ransom letter?
I mean, I'm so tired of you guys getting these wrong. I'll give you that. But the correct answer is, what is the way Jeff would have phrased the ransom note?
Because
the real ransom note, he wanted 25 and $1,000 and $20 bills, 15,000 in $10 bills, and then, you know, whatever the difference
is. So you
is
just
there.
Streamlined it, but you didn't correct any.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't understand why they need five mistakes.
You spelled money wrong.
Signature.
Gotti. Gotti.
Ben controls the board.
Why? Lindbergh, I got the right answer.
He's the guest of honor.
You got two wrong answers in a row that he gave to you, just saying. Post-war Japanese modernist architecture for 200, please.
Post-war Japanese modernist architecture for 200.
You have to say it.
The iconic Swiss-French architect behind Tokyo's National Museum of Western Art. Ben, you actually might get this one because I think you're a smart guy. Don't overthink it. Just think of the Swiss-French modernist architect that everyone knows.
What? Do you guys know him?
Who is Eiffel?
That's not modernism. That would be what would you call the Eiffel Tower, Marika?
A statue, like
a statue,
industrial design of some kind.
It's
I want
a
you
big
guys
statue.
To try this. I think you can't Google.
Yeah, I'm going to because it's really
fucked.
Gonna piss me off.
This is fucked.
I know what it is.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Say what you think it is, and then Google it, and then we'll see.
I mean, I already saw it, but to be fair, I only Googled Swiss French architect, but it's Le Corbusier.
That's correct. It's Le Corbusier. Marika's kind of pulling ahead.
Damn, man.
Up ahead by 300.
Wow. I really have to run the board with the rest of these. Can it be my turn since there's no rules?
Hey, there's no rules. Why not?
Lindbergh Baby 300.
Lindbergh Baby for 300. One of the many similarities between the stories of Willy Wonka and the Lindbergh kidnapping.
Okay.
You're not going to get it. Don't think like it's on the tip
Lindbergh
of your tongue.
And that, okay.
You also unlocked our triple or nothing answer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, wow. Now I don't want to answer it.
Both involved golden tickets.
Holy shit. Absolutely.
Wow.
This is insane. I know that was just deductive reasoning, but holy shit.
That's really good.
Wow.
I was not even approaching anywhere.
I was going to say chocolate.
Yeah, I was going to say something about...
it's kind of ingenious
being,
and
tortured.
Basically they the U.S. Mint issued, this was one of the first kidnapping cases that went federal, the U.S. Mint issued special dollars that had these gold things on it, and they like took down the serial number so they'd be able to track the notes to see where they were trying to get the
I knew that
damn
that's why shit. I said.
And and Wonka was interesting too. They put the golden tickets in the chocolate bars and kids just ended up buying them, and if you had one you were allowed to go to the factory, and you got a tour with Willy.
You studied this at college, right?
So Charlie's grandparents were all bedridden, fascinatingly enough.
All right.
Let's go Lindbergh, baby. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for 100. Why?
Rightfully, because he just got it right. Yeah, he got true. It right, and he knew it. It wasn't even deductive reasoning.
100.
Lindbergh baby for 100. The cause of death of the Lindbergh baby.
Is it known they found the baby?
Yeah, it's known.
I don't remember this.
They found him on the
side of the
road.
It wasn't alive when it happened. Let's say blunt force trauma.
I kind of want Ben to win the cash, so let's give Ben the floor.
I don't want to risk my remaining 200.
What did you say?
I said blunt force trauma.
Yeah, it was head trauma. So we'll give that one to...
That's really fucked up that I had to say that and guess that and get $100 for it. I wish that didn't happen.
All right, Jake controls the board. There's only one left. That's 300. Post-war Japanese modernist architecture for 300. A functionalist masterpiece built vertically to maximize living space on a triangular lot in Tokyo.
This isn't a guess, but I think Ben guessed correctly the golden certificates, and you said it was triple or nothing.
Oh,
so
my God.
So he actually would have
900. Oh, wow. Thank you.
God damn it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, wow. You weren't ready for that.
Mm-mm.
Damn, Jeff. Functionalist masterpiece built.
Man, I don't make a lot of money at this company. So just keep that in mind when I send you the Venmo.
I'm going to keep it.
Yeah. You did win because even if Jake wins this, actually, no, Marika could tie and then I guess I would send you both half.
Right, because it would be tie for the win.
Sorry, one second.
Why would you only send them
basically,
both half?
It would probably split the winnings.
Why would you send them both half if they both won $800?
Because I don't have $1,600 in my bank account. I have $1,100 in my bank account.
You actually probably don't because you Venmo'd me $1,000, so it's going to take a day for it to
I have $187 in my bank account then.
All right.
A functionalist masterpiece built to maximize living space on a triangular lot in Tokyo.
I just like don't even know what we're answering.
I think it's not. Yeah, also, Ben, you would actually lose if you guess wrong. My advice to you is
not
don't
in
guess.
My interest.
We all pass.
You can't all pass.
Yeah, we can.
What? This is bullshit.
Pass.
All right. What is Takamitsu Azuma's tower house?
Oh.
Yeah. Marika, you should have guessed.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
No, you weren't.
Oh my God.
Yes, I was.
Were you?
Yes, I was literally going to say that.
It was on the The only thing I couldn't think of was no tower.
Mm-hmm.
But
you were going to say Takamitsu.
I would have said Takamitsu
Azuma's
house. Yeah. And it would have. You probably wouldn't have given it to me.
The only thing I couldn't come up with was house.
Yeah. Wow. What a game.
Great game. This was Jeopardy!
Did you say Jeopardy instead of Jeopardy?
Jeopardy, I said. Yeah.
Put that right out.
So abrupt.
All right, Ben, this is the plug section of the show. What do you have? What are you working on? What do you have the people? Oh my God, Ferris got that out. Ben, this is the plugs episode.
Keep this
Ben
up.
Marshall, this is
the plugs episode.
Segment of the episode. What are you working on? What do you have going on in your spheres? Wow. The floor is yours. Point the people to. Go.
Oh no. I'm in a sketch group called Please Don't Destroy. Check us out. And that's all.
At not Ben Marshall on Twitter.
That's right. That's right.
Instagram. Are you on Instagram?
I am. Damn, dude, we really fell off. I felt like it was going really well, and then
yeah, Jeff, we didn't stick the landing.
I am at Ben Marshall style on Instagram. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Jake, Marika, anything?
Yeah, I think my sister's band has some shows coming up in September. You know, COVID. What's the word?
Willing.
COVID willing. Yeah, really.
Eliza.
All of us. No, this is Rachel, one of the other triplets. But check out Honey Magpie. Check out their website for their tour dates.
If they do a show in LA, they should do. Actually, I think they have it here.
I think they're going to Knoxville and Raleigh. So it's just not.
Okay, I was gonna say they should try and get sponsored by Magpies. Soft serve.
Oh, yeah. I took a picture of that sign for her once. Yeah, it's cool.
That was a nice selfless plug.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
For a selfish plug, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marie Galon.
You really should be plugging my sister's show.
And also, I mean, go to that for sure, for sure.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyard. Ben, thank you so much for doing the show.
Thanks for having me. This was fun. I'll see you guys tonight. Right?
Yeah, we'll be at your show. As long as you let us know about that test.
Yeah.
Actually, where is your show?
It's at Union Hall. It's sold out. Sorry.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I just looked it up. It's not Black's sold out. But tactful. Very tactful. Anything else you want to leave the people with? Some kind of parting wisdom teeth?
Oh, man. Yeah. Thank you, guys. And good night.
We should end
Holy
every show
shit.
With that from now on.
There's no
Put it
confidence.
On the
soundboard. That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why
don't
you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.